Hey, warriors. Hey, listeners. How are you doing? Welcome to your brand new episode of Happy Hamstrings. Today is Wednesday the 8th. The year is 2023. This is February, by the way. If you have been following my podcast, you know that this is just to follow my life journey with fitness and everything that surrounds being a yoga instructor, cycling instructor, and a personal trainer. If you've been listening, you know that I do use this podcast a lot to just talk about my life experiences. I like to call myself out. And yeah, I'll do that about yesterday. I was kind of, I don't want to say being negative. I've just had so many different types of sales jobs where, like, let's just use the jewelry store as an example. I used to work at a jewelry store and, even though I made a small commission, I was paid just like 10 cents over minimum wage, and the commissions were very, very small. By the way, this jewelry store is no longer in business. They were in the mall. So December, I would make like really good money, and I didn't know they could do this, but this was, of course, this may have changed, but in the 90s, this happened in the 90s, you know how things are different now. If people returned their Christmas gifts the first week of January, I would almost have like negative, like they would take my commissions back for their returns. Like, let's just say someone bought an engagement ring and, you know, just as an example, and let's say I made a good commission and then their proposal did not go as planned. Unfortunately, they have to return the ring. And let's just say that happens with a lot of different types of sales, like different earrings and things that they don't like it or doesn't match their outfit or whatever. So yeah, this jewelry store would take back commissions in January. So I had so many different polarizing experiences, including, which I haven't even mentioned this to my therapist yet. One of the instances at this particular jewelry store was when the manager raised his hand as though he were going to backhand me in my face. But instead of like cowering and, oh, don't hit me, me being the woman I am and haven't had like lawyers in my family, I think what I did was I lifted my chin, I stepped closer and said, oh, I wish you would. Now that I'm remembering my sassy 20-year-old self, I think what I did was I stepped close, like, not a lot in his face, but he was, you know, a couple of steps away, and I muttered under my breath so the customer couldn't hear me, oh, I wish you would. I would have called, my uncle was a lawyer, I would have called my uncle so fast. Like, it would have made their head spin. There were no cell phones at this time, of course. Like, nobody had cell phones. But, of course, I would have had a bunch of eyewitnesses. Like, my coworkers were all standing there watching, and the customer would have been my witness. I had their name right there in front of me on the computer. Yeah, I've never sued anybody in my whole life. But if that man had raised his hand and then actually hit me, I would have probably, I would have probably taken action and not settled out before it went to court, because why would I make his life easy? Anyway, so that's just one example. I've had a lot of different crazy experiences with different types of men and different types of jobs, from the CD store, the gym jobs, that jewelry job. So I've also been in sales situations where people can get highly competitive. Now, that happened a little bit with that particular same manager, whereas he would send me to work in Pell City and have a sale because he felt threatened that I was outselling him and he was supposed to be the manager, but he didn't actually show up to work, so it was easy to outsell him. Anyway, just so many bad experiences with men in the workplace, and especially surrounding sales. You know, now that I think of it, you think of what salespeople usually are, like the really competitive sales jobs. You know, it's typically not women that get into the they're I'm not saying that there aren't, so don't come at me. Don't come at me. I'm just saying, like, it is typically kind of like refereeing, officiating games. There are women, but it is still dominated by men. And I think it's because, like, men have the temperament for, like, the mentality. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really. It's not that I don't want to make money, but I'm not really going to be like, oh, you have to have me as your trainer. You just have to. I'm not going to. You know, there's a lot of ways that I can build credibility and build purpose behind what a trainer does. But now we're living in this era of what expertise starts to mean less and less to people, depending on who they are. Like, anyway, so I didn't really mean to be like really negative with my last episode. The thing is, I just want to do just the fitness end. So I had an option yesterday. I could call people and try to make appointments. I had built programs, built, I've been building these workout programs like crazy. I built programs for like an hour after I arrived to work. And building programs, like building my, designing my workouts, that is always unpaid work for a trainer, but I was just trying to get it done. And then I looked at what time it was, and I have a 5 o'clock class and a 6 o'clock class last night. And you know what? I just decided right then and there. I was like, I have my workout shirt and I have my trainer shirt. I was like, I'm not going to put my trainer shirt on. I'm just going to work out. The lead trainer didn't really say anything to me about it. I mean, he'll probably, if somebody asks if I work, you know, I originally intended to work, but then I was just like, I told him, I don't even know how he gets his workout in because he's got all these clients. He has to do it afterwards or whatever. But I have to get my personal workout in that's not just me teaching the class. So I did. I actually took one of the programs that I designed, and I went out onto the weight floor, and I got a lot of work done, and it was key for me to design a workout that I would potentially give to a client and step out onto the weight floor because I learned something yesterday. My gym doesn't have slides, like little sliders for your feet and hands. So I had written down to do mountain climber sliders. So mountain climbers are already challenging, but with your feet on the sliders, oh, it's so hard to do. But anyway, I had incorporated the slides, but no product in the gym to be used as a slider. So maybe I'll just throw some coasters. Like I've got some little round rubber coasters that would work. Maybe I'll just throw some coasters in my bag for my own personal sliders because it just has to be something that will slide on that carpet. Anyway, so if I give a client a workout, I cannot expect them to find sliders. That would have been a major hiccup. Like they would have been, like let's just say it was a session where they weren't going to work with me. But they had worked with me previously. That would be very confusing to a client to ask them to use equipment that is not inside that gym. And it's helpful for me to go around and just use the equipment as it is as well and get a feel for what we have and what the environment feel is. I love it. I'm not just saying that I love it because I work there. I actually love the gym. Anyway, I know I have other consultation appointments that I can work some, like some searching for client hours, they call floor hours. So I can work some more of those hours around my other consultation. I'm gonna get a sip of my coffee. I don't want my coffee to be cold. Hold on. It's so good. It's so good. So I've been navigating through, I like that word navigating, navigating through all of these different changes. Nobody came to my cycling class last night, and after having lifted weights and working out so hard, teaching yoga after all the lifting, honestly, I didn't stay late. I didn't want to, I mean, I like my job. I love my job, But if I have it given a choice to get home at 7:30 or 8:30 at night after having left so early, I was like, I'm just going to go. The beautiful thing is, really beautiful thing is, I make my own schedule. So I can have them open up or close up days. Like today is closed up until the evening hours. That way, like I'm right now, I'm washing my work shirt. Oh, it sounds like it's already done. So I'm washing my work shirt. I'm having some coffee. I can take some time to like clean my house, drop off the recycling, little things like run errands. And I don't have to be stressed. Like I do need to drop off my taxes too. That's another thing on my to-do list today. I don't have to be like stressed because, you know, it's such a journey there. And all they have to do is like put me down for a consult. And it's really interesting that they can do that from the front desk. And it like pops right into my phone calendar. I don't know how this software did it, but I linked it. I hit the button to allow it to link. And so if you are working at the front desk at my job at the gym, and let's say somebody wants a consultation tomorrow, you can just, bam, pop it in there and it goes right to my phone calendar, which that's freaking amazing, right? At least it's amazing to me. Anyway, it's very convenient that they can just get me some consults. I don't know who's getting me these extra consultations. I mean, I'm grateful for it. I don't know how it's happening. I guess it's the manager. But my name tag just came in this week. It took, you know, a couple of months. You know, another symptom of the big box. I found another video I'm going to have to report. This one, it was like, it sadly was great form for a box squat. But he was like dropping an F-bomb. Now, I don't care that he drops the F-bomb. And most of my clients probably won't care. But there may be that one conservative client that I don't really need to use this video for my programs just in case. You know, you never know. So I'm not going to use that one. And I told the lead trainer about these two videos that were with issues. And he was like, you're making me paranoid. And I said, because he doesn't really watch the videos. He just pops them in there. And I said, I'm not trying to make you paranoid. I want you to be informed, because if it was the other way around, I would want to know. Because now I haven't even had a client yet. Now, when, if, whatever, when I get my client, now I'm going to have to go through and watch every single video. And that's not even the half of it. I have this long list of videos that I was going to make, you know, create, add to. And he told me that according to a meeting they had right before I was hired, that we're not supposed to add videos yet as of now. He said just to hold off on doing that. And I had listed like, which I'm glad I told him first, I listed like 20 exercises, maybe 30, because one of them was just speed, agility, quickness. I had all these like exercises I was going to make a video and, you know, upload it, submit it so that we've got extra, you know, content to use, important stuff. And now I can't do that. I guess there's really no rule against me just creating the video and my YouTube and sending it to my client in a separate link, like in the message program, because these apps have a messaging thing. I'm just trying to figure out ways to dance around now that I was all excited that I could add videos, and now I'm being told not to add videos. Strange. So whatever. hold on. I need another sip of coffee. So yeah, I'm about to dry my work clothes. I'm kind of feeling like I've taken on a lot. Not just this job, but like, just in my whole realm of patience, like, there's been so many things that came up the past several weeks and so many times where maybe I had an expectation or maybe somebody like thoroughly disappointed me with their actions, like not even related to work, you know. And maybe I'm having a hard time with the fact that my job is to like seriously ask people to you know, overcome a lifestyle of the couch potato. And here I sit on the couch. I'm really sore from yesterday's workout. I know that I'm not losing weight like I thought I was, but I've been lifting a lot. I'm not saying it's all muscle. I know I need to lose fat. But I saw this thing this morning, which, I don't know, it really hit me hard because, I don't know, you probably have heard of the imposter syndrome that everybody can go through, which is basically with the yoga instructor who undergoes imposter syndrome. It's kind of like when I was new to teaching yoga and I felt like I should know all the poses. I'm like, I should know all the poses, but I don't. And then you're like thinking, what if they find out? What if they find out I don't know? What if they see I can't do a whole bunch of chaturanga push-ups, you know, for example, whatever. Whatever the imposter syndrome may be. Someone made a post. I don't even know. It wasn't somebody I followed. It was like a suggested post. But it was kind of, hey, this is to show my support for all the yoga teachers out there. And it listed naming all the various occupations that, not that we compete for, but yoga is kind of second to everything. Like, you know what? I should just go find the post because there's no way I can remember it verbatim. Well, I've gone and I've come back. I did not bookmark that post. I did not follow them. Anyway, so basically what it talks about is how yoga teachers have all these other people, like the physiologist, the PT, the other people that, you know, do acupuncture, acupressure. There's all these other avenues that people can take besides yoga. And so they're talking about how that we kind of get filtered down to the very last choice. And not only that, the expectation of the yoga teacher that we're supposed to be the perfect epitome of health, that we're supposed to be in perfect physical health, we're always supposed to be in perfect mental health, we're always supposed to be the example of peacefulness, like a Buddha statue, like we have to have the temperament of, like I'm supposed to have, like essentially the patience of Mother Teresa. Well, in the end, essentially, and this is what they were pointing out, your yoga teachers, they're just like a bunch of human beings. They're not like, you know, they're not some kind of, we're not superheroes. It may feel like it at the end of class when you feel great, but that's not your yoga teacher. That was you. Like, that's what I tell them. They say, oh, you made me feel so much better. No, you, not me, your practice. I'm just like, telling you optional pose. I tell them at the beginning, every pose and posture that I offer is a suggestion. It is optional. It is not my way or the highway. And believe me, I've had those yoga teachers. It's not pleasant to be taught, somebody's like, no, do this like this, not like that. Do this this way, not like this. Well, it's my practice. And someone was telling me how to do a pose that, no joke, I had spent hours working with someone on that pose. Like, I'm talking different teachers, like several different teachers, and like, no, your foot can't touch here. And while it's a great teacher, there is something to be said for being the teacher that gives people space. So it's not like I never make adjustments. I don't try to make a lot of adjustments in a group setting, like all the time, unless it's something I feel is very necessary to help them improve their practice. Alternately, I showed someone on the weight floor, just, you know, this is weightlifting related, not yoga related. I showed someone how to use a machine properly because the plates slam every single time. She's 70. I mean, she's 70 lifting weights every day. But the plates are slamming and they're slamming and they're loud. And so I showed her how to use the machine properly, the proper way. And she said to me, I hired a personal trainer. They show me nothing. And at first I believed her. I was like, I am here for you. Yesterday, this particular person was actually doing the exact thing that I taught them not to do, like 100% back to the way they were doing it before I helped them. So now I'm like, it's not that I don't believe that the trainer showed her nothing, but now I'm starting to have doubts about, you know, how serious was this particular person about listening to tips. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying that she's not trying. I'm just saying, like, I showed you and then this happened. Oh, my goodness. So, anyway, I'm just going to fix me some more coffee. Don't mind these extra noises, right? Don't mind the extra noises. I just need a little bit more coffee. This is my second cup, so it's going to be okay. That's the thing about helping people is everybody has a different way of learning. And sometimes people are really just set in their ways. Like, I know exactly how much protein that you would need to gain weight, but are you really, really willing to count your protein grams if you're wanting to gain weight? Are you willing to sit down and say, I've had this many grams of protein today? Because some people would say, oh, like, they'll look at someone who's a lifter or a physique contest person. Oh, I would give anything. I would do anything to look like that. And you know, they don't realize how much time that these folks spend at the gym or doing their workouts or counting macros. So it's like, you say you would do anything, but would you really? Because all you have to do is do what you're supposed to do or do your, you know, be disciplined. That's the thing. Somebody was telling me they didn't want to, yesterday, somebody was telling me they didn't even want to get out of bed or whatever. And I'm like, well, guess what? We all have a choice, you know, like, do I want to just sit in the bed some days? Like, just do nothing? Yeah, I want to on the days that sometimes that I don't lay in the bed, like, every single day and do nothing. Do I have a lot of days where I just wake up and I'm having trouble getting going? Hell yes, I have those days where I have trouble getting going. In fact, I've talked many times on this podcast about how I have a little bit of codependency to these. Like when I was teaching those early morning classes, it was so easy to pop out of bed knowing I had a class. Whether if it's 6 a.m., 5 a.m., it made me thrive. And I think that's why my counselor is like encouraging me not to quit teaching, because I have considered it. Like, maybe I should just go into my, not in a bubble, in a box, but like, you know, like I used to say all the time, I have a really bad case of these four walls, meaning I wanted to go out and do something. But as time has gone on and as I've had experiences, I start becoming very sort of empathetic towards people who are hermits. Like, that's sad too, because it's just that I don't want to be that way. It's just the way that I'm trying to find the balance. Obviously, it's like some days I feel more sociable than other days, and I'm trying to find that perfect balance of right in between, you know. And this is really something that my book that I'm reading, my book, my counselor's book, is helping me to get through, is when you've had a lot of situations where you are put into, let's say, an unsafe situation, and now your body has held on, like your body, even if you don't know it, some part of you holds on. And there are some humans out there who cannot tell the difference between a safe situation and a dangerous situation when it comes to just interacting with people. And I do feel safe in the gym. But like, let's just say I'm out there washing my car and I'm the only one using the car wash. And it's kind of like, let's say it's a remote car wash. And someone else pulls up, if I don't feel like I'm safe for any reason, and there may not even be an actual reason, if my brain just sort of has alarm bells ringing, I will just like leave in the middle of cleaning out my car or something. Like, I've actually had situations where I drove off and someone was actually just coming to collect
the parking fee, but I didn't know I was supposed to just pay a parking fee because of the being approached at my car, you know. I don't know. It's just there's been there's been a few times, but like I'm getting so much better. So like I'm not exactly the perfect picture of mental health, but because of my classes I've taken, I understand what a trauma-informed yoga class now is. And I'm almost like thinking I should just stick to just yoga. And now I'm understanding a little more why my yoga teacher used to always say that she only did yoga, that she would not be doing other things, just yoga. She said, "I'm not gypsy," which at first I found that very funny, but it's really not funny. It's like, let me do what I do. Like, let me do what I thrive and survive and what I'm best at is kind of what she was saying, because that was her specialty. She went to some kind of yoga school in Florida. I don't even know the name of it, but she brought a lot of knowledge when she taught. Instead of just, I mean, she would do the flow, but instead of just teaching the poses, she would teach you about your body, if that makes sense, like teach you about your mindset. So I guess that Maria was the first teacher I had to kind of change my mindset. She would always be giving me compliments and things, and I really didn't know how to take that at first, like right away. I don't know. I've had so many things happen since the past. Let's see. When did I meet Maria? 2009? I've had so many things happen over these several years, and I haven't seen her in so long. And it's amazing what an impact she made on me in such a short, like that short time together. Like, I don't even know if she really knows, but she did. She made such an impact on me. And I often think of my many, many yoga teachers, because I've had so many different yoga teachers. And I want to take the best of all of my teachers and just bring as much to the classroom setting for, you know, that vibe. I want to bring all those good feelings that I get from practicing yoga with a good teacher and just sort of pass it on. So, you know, we shall see. We'll see what happens. Anyway, I hope that whatever you're doing today, that you're working towards your goals. All I've got today is like mundane little chores and things. I lifted yesterday, so I'm going to take to rest today. I'm not going to lift today. I'll do my yoga and my cycling, and then I'll probably lift again tomorrow. If you have any questions about yoga, if I don't know the answer, I can reach out to my teachers. And I know I've said this the past, like, how many? 30 episodes I've said this? We're over 300 episodes, by the way. Woo! I'm going to recognize it. I think we'll do something at number 400 or 500. We'll do something special. I don't know what that special thing will be, but we'll figure out something. I don't know. How do you make your podcast special when no one wants to be a guest? Anyway, I'm just gonna go ahead and end this. And before I end it, I want to say thank you so much. Like, I know you could listen to a million different podcasts, and I'm really glad you chose mine to carry you through your day. If you do anything for yourself today, speak kindly to yourself. Give yourself some kind words. We're not doing that often enough. And may we be happy. May we be healed. May we be inspired, peaceful, and free. And please let us come together so that we can become a source of peace and healing for all of life. Namaste.